Michael, speak in the mic.
Hi.
There you
can you
are.
All hear me?
Now we can hear you. Now we can hear you. Michael, you are the first openly gay city commissioner in Miami Beach, yeah?
I am, and I'm the first openly gay Hispanic elected to any office in Florida.
Wow.
So it's great. It's hard to imagine now. I haven't been there quite as long as you.
Yeah, I was the first one in California.
I know
20
you
years
were.
Ago.
I know you were. I was elected in 2006, so I'm now 13 years.
13 years.
I know, I was first elected at 18.
And wait, Gongora, is that Cuban?
It is.
Okay.
It's actually Spanish. My grandfather's family was from San Sebastian and went to Cuba, where my grandmother's family had been for many generations. And my grandfather was actually in politics in Oriente, Cuba, before coming to this country.
Wow. Now, I've been to Havana. I went to Cuba.
Oh, yeah?
Right before Trump came in, back during Barack Obama. I fell in love with that country.
Yeah?
You weren't there. Were you there as a child?
No. I was born here in Miami.
You were born here. Okay. Yeah. So
what, you like the Cubanitos?
I was just sharing that with everybody before you walked in. I've fallen in love 100 times, and I've only been here 2 days.
I'm sure.
So tell us a bit about how you ran for office and when that came about.
Well, you know, it was the traditional route. I was an activist. I was doing a lot of things in the city like people do. I was president of the Miami Beach Latin Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
And I served on a number of boards. I was on our city's design review board and zoning board, and I was a special master over code compliance. So when the seat opened in 2006, I'd kind of done all, I'd been president of the Miami Beach Lawyers Association. So I'm one of those people who apparently likes joining organizations and getting to the top.
Yeah, that's how we've all taken the path up into elected office, though.
Yeah.
But here, you mean, fought with Key West and South Beach. I mean, these are words that are synonymous with gay culture, LGBT culture, but you were the first in 2006.
The first and only, John.
The only.
Yes.
You have a caucus of one in Florida.
It's crazy, but everybody thinks of Miami Beach as being a super diverse community, and we are.
Yeah.
But it's been interesting over the years. We haven't had another LGBT candidate get elected. So maybe things will change. We have elections coming up this year. You never know.
Wow. Now, you had a state rep, didn't you? There was a Republican. Isn't that right? What was his name? I met him once.
Yeah, we did. We had a state rep, and he's running for commissioner.
Oh, so you may have a caucus, different parties, I guess, if you're nonpartisan.
Well, actually, he was a Democrat. I understand he was a Republican before, but...
he's a Democrat now. Got
yeah,
it. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So... Why, I'm always curious, Key West, if you know much about Key West, I love Key West, by the way.
I love Key West, too.
And I know the whole story of Hemingway, but why did the gay center on Key West? Just because it's beautiful?
You know, it's gorgeous, and I think it was just this under-visited community. The LGBT community has a way of finding these fabulous niche areas. You know, you have it in California. I mean, look at Palm Springs, which has become an LGBT mecca. People seem to find these wonderful communities.
West Hollywood was a blighted area, believe it or not.
Yeah, so was South Beach.
South Beach was too, you're right. All these beautiful Art Deco buildings falling into decay and into ruin, and then the gays came in and rescued them all.
Yeah, it was like, it was the perfect storm in South Beach because we had three groups. We had the LGBT community, we had the historic preservationist, and then we had that entertainment and fashion scene from the early 90s with Versace and the supermodels.
Oh my God, Johnny. Okay, we're going to talk about Versace when we come back from the commercial. We got to take a quick commercial break. Will you stick around, Michael?
Absolutely.
Okay. Gang, thanks for tuning in to Sidebar with John Duran here on Channel Q. We are broadcasting Sidebar with John Duran live from Miami this morning and afternoon, wherever in the country you are listening to us. So we're talking with Michael Gongora, the city commissioner of Miami Beach. Welcome back, Michael.
Thanks, John.
So how are you spending Pride Month, Michael? You're like a traveling guy going everywhere.
Well, you know, Miami Beach does our Pride in April.
Because it's cooler. Right.
And we don't compete with everybody. We are the spot to be in April. There is no other place to be besides Miami Beach in April for Pride.
Yeah.
But I am about to engage on the Pride Tour.
Which is?
I am leaving today for St. Petersburg Pride.
Yay, St. Petersburg.
Gotta love St. Pete, man. It's become so cool. Hello, and shout out to all my friends in St. Pete. And tonight, you know, it'll be fun. We get there. There's a free concert taking us back to the 90s with Lisa Loeb.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We had Paula Abdul in Los Angeles.
You know, Paula is really turning it out, man. And Paula can dance.
She can dance. And she's got to be, I was thinking, Madonna's 60. Now, I'm 48 on Grindr, but I'm closer to Madonna's age than anything.
48 on Grindr, does that mean you're 63?
Yeah, something like that. Actually, no, I'm still in my 50s. Thank God, still in my 50s. But Paula Abdul's in her 50s also, and she was like being thrown around like a little puppy doll.
I got to give it up to Paula, man. I've seen her when she performed on the Billboard Awards and some video from LA Pride, and she is turning it out. Go, Paula.
Yeah. And you were telling me during the break, Wilton Manors has an all-gay city council?
They do. And actually, John, they did their pride last weekend. They call it the Stonewall Pride. Oh. And I unfortunately missed it because it was Father's Day and I was with my dad in Texas. But that's another story for another day. But they do a great pride. So last weekend was Wilton Manors. Yeah. This weekend, St. Pete. And then the following weekend, I'm going to New York World Pride.
Oh, my God.
And I'm working on getting tickets to Madonna at Pride Island. I mean, what's the deal? It's sold out.
Madonna's playing at New York Pride. Oh, yes. My. I did not know that. Wow. Yes. That is going to be amazing. Good for you. Why is it that all these little small towns in Florida have all, I mean, so many LGBT, wait, it's all gay men, I think. You have any lesbians elected in Florida?
Of course.
Okay, we don't have many in California, other than the legislature. We have them in the legislature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do, especially St. Petersburg. I got to say, it's a very mixed community because it happens sometimes. It's true. In South Beach, sometimes our community is a little segregated between the gay guys and gay girls. Right. But St. Petersburg, it's interesting. You know, it went last year. It's super mixed, super inclusive. And I even think in the choice of talent that they booked, Lisa Loeb, you know, it's appropriate for a town that size. But I think she's somebody that appealed to people over 40. Mm-hmm. But also, I think lesbians will get into it. It's kind of like that moment when it was soft rock and, Lilith Fair was happening. So I think it's kind of good, cool programming for where it's going to be.
You know, one of the things about West Hollywood, now West Hollywood is 40% LGBT. Mm-hmm. But of that 40%, 90% are gay men. And it's primarily because of the cost of housing. Housing is so expensive in West Hollywood. Lesbians and all women still make less of, you know, on the dollar than men do. So West Hollywood becomes very difficult to live in for women and lesbians. But same dynamics here or housing? I imagine housing is going up all over Florida.
Housing has really gotten out of control in my city. It's really an issue we're working on, affordable housing, workforce housing. You know, my experience has been, and with my lesbian friends, and I love them, is that they meet, they go on a date, and then they move in together and marry. So,
that's lesbian second date, bring the U-Haul.
You have people sharing the cost of living, whereas my gay friends, you know, tend to
what was your name?
Get around a little bit more.
What was your name again?
But yeah, housing is an issue. And you know, it's interesting. We were talking on the commercial break about different communities, Key West and Palm Springs and South Beach and West Hollywood and all these wonderful kind of LGBT neighborhoods. But the interesting part about all of them is that they all were a little bit blighted and run down. They were fantastic places. Yeah. And
Castro
the LGBT
too.
Community found them and revamped them and polished them up. And everybody wants to be there.
Yeah, that is the story of from Greenwich Village to Chelsea, to the Castro in San Francisco, to West Hollywood, to Miami Beach. It is our story. There's a really good book called There Goes the Gayborhood. Have you picked it up and read it?
I haven't. I got to read that.
It's a really good book, and it talks about how gay neighborhoods are disappearing. And at the end, I'll save you time. I'll save you 300 pages. The author concludes, it is the commercial strips that identify gay neighborhoods, that it's the businesses that end up identifying a new neighborhood as LGBT sanctuary, LGBT safe, which I thought was really interesting because Castro, well, that's what happened. A lot of their gay businesses turned over and they lost their identity.
I think that's true, especially in South Beach. And I always say this. When I was a young guy in Miami, the gay beach was up by 21st, 22nd Street. Once the Palace opened on Ocean Drive, the iconic bar with the drag shows, which was on 12th and Ocean for so many years, the gay beach shifted there immediately. And the gay beach remains on 12th and Ocean. And no matter what happens, I gotta say, the Palace continues to be an icon and a defining spot. Just like Twist, which Wednesday night, Twist turned 26, older than most of your dates, John.
Yes, yes. So, you have been reading up on it.
I was at Twist, proclaiming it Twist Day on Miami Beach. And it's so funny because I was there 26 years ago on opening night. Wow. And it's hysterical to me that I'm here all these years later, still representing the community. It's funny.
Well, you represent them well. We got to go top of the hour. Michael Gongora, City Commissioner, Miami Beach, thank you for coming by and talking to us. Have fun on your Pride tour.
Yes, thank you. I hope to see you. Come out.
I will. I love Miami.
it's concluding in P-Town for 4th of July.
There you go. All right, gang. Thanks for tuning in to Sidebar with John Duran here on Channel Q.